Okay, Gemara Chasam Tovet, everybody. Welcome to the Thursday night Shir. The Parashas Vayelech, but between Rosh Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. There are no Marmer comments. We just could Yantif. I didn't have time to put together the sheets, but we'll try and go through some material in the old-fashioned way without Marmer comments. And I thought that tonight we'd talk about something relating to the davening during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. The Shemoneh Esrei, of course, in Hashem Kippur is a different Shemoneh Esrei altogether, but I'm talking about the additions we make not only on Rosh Hashem Kippur, but even the additions made during the week of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. I always recommend to people to daven with a sitter. Even if we don't always daven with a sitter, we know the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, but it's easy to forget some of these special inserts that you have to put in during Aseres Yemei Teshuva. Specifically, I like to focus upon one that is not really observed by everybody. There are different minhagim about it, and that is with respect to the very last bracha, the Shemoneh Esrei, which normally concludes, at least according to our practice, Baruchat Hashem HaMavarech HaSamayis HaBa Shalom. Some people have the practice to change the text of that bracha to Oseh HaShalom. I think in the Art School Machzor, it prints both. There's a little line in the middle between the two, and it says some people are accustomed to change the bracha from HaBaruch HaSamayisah B'Shalom to Oseh HaShalom, and others don't change it. They conclude the bracha during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva, even on Rosh Yom Kippur, the same way they do it in the course of the year. They say HaBaruch HaSamayisah B'Shalom. When I was younger, at least growing up around here, Oseh HaShalom, the change to Oseh HaShalom was much more popular. I think today, many shuls, they don't say Oseh HaShalom. They say, I believe the Yekkes say Oseh HaShalom, if I'm not mistaken. And others, Lipish shuls do also, and others don't. The old Birnbaum Machzor, which was the pink-covered Machzor that some of us grew up with. I know I grew up with that Machzor. So he had Baruchat Hashem Oseh HaShalom, and didn't mention that there was another practice. So I'd like to look at that a little bit today. We'll begin with the... The only thing that's mentioned in the Gemara brachas of Yud Beis Mebeis, mentions changing two other brachas. The Gemara says Yud Beis Mebeis and brachas Amar Rabba Barchina Saba, which made the Rav Kol Hashana Kula Adam Espal Hakela Kadosh. One of the most important changes, of course, of Hakela Kadosh from Hakadosh. So the Gemara says that all year long, the third bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei concludes with the words Hakela Kadosh. And later on in the Shemoneh Esrei, you say the bracha Melech Ohei Hashu Hashav Tenek Rishon, etc. includes Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat. That's the text during the course of the year. Chutz Me'asar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. There aren't actually 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There, 10 days include Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. There's 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. But that's what it means. The 10 days, shall we say, from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur. Okay, then we say instead, Shemispal HaMelech HaKadosh, and the Melech HaMishpat. Of course, the Melech HaMishpat is not said either on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur, because it's not in the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei, and it's not said on Shabbos Shuvah either, because it's not in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. It's really only 6 days where you say HaMelech HaMishpat instead of Melech HaYitzchak Mishpat. But the Gemara is talking generally, you change in the Shemoneh Esrei, the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, you change HaKel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh, you change Melech HaYitzchak Mishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat. Then the Gemara has a machlokas. What if you made a mistake? Rabbi Elazar Omer, even said Akela Kodesh is also okay. And I actually quotes a pasuk from Yeshaya that we mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah. We'll say it again in Yom Kippur. By Yigbo Hashem Tzvakos by Mishpat by Akela Kodesh Niktos Bitzvaka. Okay, Amosai by Yigbo Hashem Tzvakos by Mishpat. Elo Asarim Yom Shem Rosh Hashanah Kippurim. The Komar Akela Kodesh said it's okay. In other words, it's Mayavela. All right, it's not a big deal because it speaks about Hashem exercising Mishpat judgment in the Pasuk by Hashem Tzvaka Mishpat, which is during the Aseres Yemei Teshuva. And you said, Akela Kodesh, Pasuk says Akela Kodesh, so it's not the end of the world. You make the mistake. Then the Gemara says, Omer of Yosef, Akela Kodesh, Melech Tzvaka Mishpat, Rabba, my Melech Kodesh, Melech Mishpat, Vilchus Rabba. Okay, so some say you should always say Akela Kodesh. Anyway, that's the Gemara in Brachas Tav Yud Beis and Beis. Rashi explains, we say, HaMelech HaKadosh, Lefisha B'yamim Halalahu Mare Malchus HaLishpotas Olam. This is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu exercises his kingship, his royalty, and he judges the world. Okay, again, what should the text be? But it says Hilchos HaKarabah. And we started with that you say HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech Mishpat, at least Lechatchila. These didn't appear in the Rambam. Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis, Aloch Yud Ches, the Rambam Paskins, Kol HaShana Kula, Chosem B'Brachos Shlishis, HaKela HaKadosh, over brachas ashteis. The third bracha ends akela kadosh. The 11th bracha ends melach ha'itzer kadosh. But asar yamish for Rosh Hashanah yad motzayim kippurim. Okay, that's the principal change in the Shulchan Aruch. We find in our Chaim's in Tov Kuf Pei Beis. It's the Rosh Hashanah and Sifalah. Maseres Mitzuba Omer Melech Hakadosh and Melech Hamishpat. Then it says, what if you forgot? If you're misupik, you're not sure what you said, and so on. If it's by Melech Hakadosh, you forgot, you're not sure. Chozer LaRosh. You got to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Said not omitting, not saying Melech Hakadosh disqualifies the Shemoneh Esrei. But a Melech HaMishpat, it depends when you remember. If you remember Kodim Shaka Ragal, if you remembered, this is in the Chaber, says, if you remember before you took your three steps back, then Chozel Abrechos HaShiva. You go back to the Baruch HaShiva Shofteinu. Okay, if you only have an end of the Shemoneh Esrei, you go back to the Baruch HaShiva Shofteinu. Om Mishom Ha'elech, I'll say, then continue from there and correct me, say a Melech HaMishpat. Im Lo Nizka Ad Shaka Ragla, says an Ayin La'el. Okay, we'll get that later in a moment. Then it says, Chozel LaRosh. Okay, according to the Mechaber, if you forget HaMelech HaMishpat, you also have to go back to Bishmon and say, the difference is that HaMelech HaKadosh, once you're past that point, you realize it, even if you're in the next bracha, you realize you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas by HaMelech HaMishpat, if you remember before you ended Shemoneh Esrei, all you have to do is go back to Hashiva Shofteinu, it's about halfway back, and continue from there. But if you forgot it entirely, you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, even for forgetting HaMelech HaMishpat and saying HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat instead. That's the Shulchan Aruch there in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Now, in Hilchos Tefillah, in Or HaChaim Sim Kuf Yud Ches, as if all of there, the Mechaber says, the Bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu Chosim HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat, Umer Rosh Hashanah B'Yom HaKippurim Chosim HaMelech HaMishpat, right, which we said now, the Ramah here says, Miu, even the Ramah didn't say anything over there in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, but here in Hilchos Tefillah, he says, Miu, im Amar Melech HaYitzhak HaMishpat, Ein Sarech Lachzor. So Ramah here argues with the Mechaber, and there's a Machlokas and Psak in terms of Ashkenazim and Sephardim to this day. Ramah says, Melech HaMishpat, if you left it out and you said instead, Melech HaYitzhak HaMishpat, then you have to go back. Okay, Ein Lachzor, Velo Amar Shechaz, Yachzor, El Makam Shekol HaShana Omer Bokel, HaYitzhak HaMishpat. There's a difference. Our text is HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat. The bottom line, Mishra Brura says, because the other commentary said, because Sof Kol Sof, if you said Melech Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat, you mentioned Melech. You didn't say HaMelech HaMishpat. You said Melech Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat. Okay, at least you got the word Melech in. So with the Evid, if you missed HaMelech HaMishpat, you said Melech Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat instead, it's okay. You don't have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. You're covered by the fact that you said Melech Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat. However, Ramah acknowledges that some people never said Melech Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat. They said Hokel Ohev Tzedakom Mishpat. There, even though Ramah admits you have to go back if you forget, you say Hakel Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat instead of Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. You say Hakel Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaMishpat, because there you didn't mention HaMelech. Then even Ramah agrees you have to go back. According to our practice, we don't say Hakel Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. We on a regular throughout the year we say Melech Ohev Tzedakah HaMishpat. So you don't have to go back if you forgot Melech. If you got HaMelech HaMishpat instead of HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat, we don't have to go back at all. But the Sfaradim, following the practice of the Mechaber, do say you have to go back for omitting HaMelech HaMishpat. Even though you may have said HaMelech HaYitzhak HaMishpat, you still have to go back, and it's the same as HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, that's in terms of those tefillahs. Now, we know we have, aside from changing those two brachas, we know we have four other inserts in the Shemoneh Esrei. We insert Zachrenu L'chaim in the first bracha before Magen Avraham. We insert Michamocha Barachamim before the second bracha Mechayim Esim. We insert Uchsov L'chaim Tovim before the end of the second last bracha Tov Shemuchal Achana La'odos. And we insert Pesepra Chaim before the last bracha Barachas Ma'isel Ba'Shalom. Those inserts, they're not mentioned in the Gemara anywhere. It seems to be an institution from the time of the Gaonim. Okay, the Gaonim are the one who instituted saying these particular inserts. Okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis Halachit Tes, writes in his time, Yesh Mekomos Shenagu LaHosif Basaras Yomim Elu BeBracha Rishon Azorchen LaChaim UBeShniyah Michamocha Barachamim UBaHoda. Is a different text. Zechor Achamecha. We have a Chesov LaChaim Tovim. Zechor Achamecha may be similar to what we say on Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Remember by Musaf. Rosh Yom Kippur and by the other, with Muslim Rosh Hashanah, by all the Tzvot Yom Kippur, before Chesov L'Chaim Tovim, this little paragraph that begins, Zechor HaChamecha, Kvosh Kaschon, and so on. So maybe the Rambam has held said that all year. But and we'll see Baruch Achorim b'Sefer Chaim. Okay, he say b'Sefer Chaim. He also mentions Yesh Mekomos Shenogel Host Baseres Yom Ele Baruch Shlishis Uchein Tein Pachto, etc. We don't do that for all Aseres Mitzvah. We only do that on Rosh Yom Kippur proper. But some people have the practice to insert all of the Uchein Tein Pachto and so on, which into the third bracha, which would lengthen our Shemoneh Esrei daily. But we don't do it. We don't paskin that way. On Rosh Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, minhag pashtu lo hosif b'shlishis v'chein tein pachta, but the widespread minhag is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur themselves, and we do it v'chein tein pachta. Okay, but more important for us right now is the Rambam says you insert these paragraphs, so chen l'chaim, and so if you look in his Siddur, okay, the Rambam's Seder Tfilos, the Rambam's Siddur is printed in most editions of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah at the end of Ava, at the end of Sefer Ava, which is the second of his of his 14 halakim of the Mishnah Torah. So Rambam Paskin's there. Nagu Rov Am. Here he says Nagu Rov Am. Okay. In the text of the Hilchos Tefillah proper, Perkbeis Alef Hatas, he writes Yesh Mekomos. By the language of Yesh Mekomos, Shenagul Hosif. In the Siddur, he writes Nagu Rov Am. Most people, you know, I think I mentioned in the past, a lot of different minhagim on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, in terms of what you add, what you don't add. So people in my shul ask me, are we part of the some, the many, or the most? Like, what's that? Because in the Machzor, it says, some congregations add this. Many congregations turn to this page. Most congregations omit the font. So what are we? You have to ask these in all the schools. Are we part of the some, the many, or the most? And are we consistent? You know, but I think everybody skips certain things. That I heard, the Belzer Rebbe, one of the current Rebbes, as they asked regarding Slichas, they have their own Slichas Minhagim, and they have their own Slichas Siddur, their own Slichas books, and they also omit certain things. So somebody asked the Rebbe, this is where the story goes, asked the Rebbe, what, we printed our own Svarim, so why don't we print only things that we say? What if the print things, we don't say them anyway, what are they printed in the Siddur for? So he responded, what, deprive people of the simcha that they get when they get to skip something in the slichas? You have to put some stuff in so people can skip, they feel good. Anyway, but, it's like, when you're waiting online in an amusement park, it says, from this point, the wait is 20 minutes. And you feel you only waited 17 minutes. Oh, I beat them. I got this. They make the sign more, so you'll feel better when you get there. Right? Anyway, that's what this rabbi said. You print stuff in the slichas books, so you can leave stuff out. Makes people feel better. Anyway, be that as it may, the Rambam here in the Siddur says most places they add an Aseres Yom and Bracha Rishona, Mosif Zocher L'Chaim, before Magen Avraham, Mosif Bracha Shnia, Micha Mocha Barachim, Zocher Tzurim Barachim, and so on. And the Mosif Bracha in the 18th Bracha, yes, again, that's Zohar HaMecha, that's what we call Sov L'Chaim Tovim. We just say the end of Bracha Chorim, Mosif and Sefer Chaim. Okay, and it mentions there with the Ne'ilah, we change the text from Zohar L'Chaim, B'chasveinu, we say Chasveinu, and so on. Okay. In the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and Tzimtov Kuf Pei Beis, if hey, the Mechaber writes, Im lo Omar Zohreinu, Michamocha, then Ein Ma'azim, so these inserts, these lesser quote-unquote inserts, which don't tamper with the text of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, these inserts, you don't have to repeat if you forgot them, even if you didn't send the Shemoneh Esrei. You don't have to rock Shasim Osa Bracha, unless you're still in the middle of that bracha. Okay? If I say, Laman Shmo B'Yavah, Melech Ozer Moshiach, oh, and then everybody says, Zochein L'Chaim, it's still the same bracha, then I can insert it over there. Okay? And the same thing continues Shohar, Huadin, Im lo Omar Uchsov and Bistefer Nami Dinahari. So it's the same thing. Those four inserts, Zochreinu, Michamocha, Uchsov, and Bistefer Chaim, we add them. But if you didn't add them, you don't have to go back. Even if you're still in the Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to go back and repeat them. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, because Dagaonim Tiknu Baseres Yimetshuva Lomor Zochreinu, Bibrichos Ovos, Vigus Michamocha, Vado Uchsov, and Ubisim Shalom Bistefer. He said it was from the time of the Gaonim. I mentioned before, the Gemara never mentioned such a thing. The Gemara mentioned there in Brochas, your Beis and Beis. Gemara we started with, the Gemara there mentions about changing Hakel HaKadosh to HaMelech HaKadosh and Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat to HaMelech HaMishpat, but never mentioned the other four inserts from the time of the Gaonim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes there in Simen Tavkuf by Beis, if cut in Tezbov, Alkein, Kevin, Shein, Tikan HaGaonim, Shachach Lomer, Ein Lachzer. Okay. But nobody mentioned so far anything about changing the concluding bracha, which we have as Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMevarech Esamo Yisrael Bashalom, changing that to Oseh HaShalom. So where does that come from? What's that all about? Okay. Well, it appears that some people had the text of Osa HaShalom all year long, not just during the Aseres Mitzvah, but that's always how they ended that bracha, the final bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, ended Osa HaShalom. It looks like that from the Siddur of Amram Gon. Okay, he has, when he's talking about Duchening and the Sis Kapayim, he says, Messiah ad Osa HaShalom, refers to Osa HaShalom, and ostensibly he's not talking about Hashem Kippur necessarily there. Okay. But so some people seem to have had, you look at other early sources, they seem to have had Osa HaShalom all year long. It's interesting that in the halachas of the Ritz Geis, this is true, one of the early Rishonim, the Ritz Geis, he writes, Kol HaShana Kulo Mispal Adam Hakela Kadosh U'melech Oitzel HaKom Shvar Chutz Mar HaShanim Kippurim. Okay, that's a quote from that Gemara Brachas Daf Yud Beis on the Beis we said before. And we say instead, Mispal Adam Melech HaKadosh Melech. Then he says, V'omar Mar Rav Hai, V'amah Mosif HaMelech Osa HaShalom. So such a text appears in the Ritz Geis that during the Aseres Mitzvos you say, HaMelech Osa HaShalom, implying that you normally say Osa HaShalom, right? And on Rosh Hashanah Kippur, and on Aseres Mitzvah, you say HaMelech Osa HaShalom. The whole idea is to add a melech, just like we change it to HaMelech HaKodesh, now HaMelech HaMishpat. So we change this text to HaMelech Osa HaShalom, very interesting text. But the more widespread practice, of course, is to say all year long, do we make the change in Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Well, many old texts have it. The Maharal Zavitri has like that. I'll read to the Maharil in the Minhagim Shel Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, the regular Maharil in Ozayin, Rosh Hashanah Ozayin, said, Masha Anu Omer Rosh Hashanah Osa HaShalom, Ubisharimos Hamavarachas Myself HaShalom. Okay, he has a reason. The reason we say we make that change, the Maharil and many others, say that we do make that change during the Aseres Mitzvah. We say instead of, not that we say Osa HaShalom. He says clearly, "V'shar Yemos Hashana Hamavarachas Hamayisal BaShalom," like we do. Okay, but he says during the Aseres Mitzvah, Rosh Hashem Kippur, we change the text to Osa HaShalom. He says why? V'sha Osa B'Gematria Safrael. Okay, this is, maybe a Kabbalistic point. The Osa in Gematria is Safrael, but who Malach Hamamuna Alaksiva? He is the Malach who's in charge of writing things down. Okay? The Anu Maskirino, so Ato Sheyichtov Osalom, Chayim Tov Osalom. Right? That's it. We say Osa Hashalom, can we bring him up? Or we say B'Sefer Chayim Baruch Hashalom, and so on and so forth. So we want to change the text that Bracha to hint at this Malach Safrael. That's how the Maharil writes, and that's where Osa HaShalom, you know, maybe disappointed if you say Osa HaShalom, maybe disappointed to hear that's the reason, but that's the reason that the Maharil quotes that this, the word Osa, okay, and by the way, not only the word Osa, but the word HaShalom also has the same gematria. The word Osa, the word HaShalom have the same gematria, which is the same as this Safrael, okay? So, that's what he says. We have Hagos from the Ramah on the Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak in Remez Tov Shin Chaf. The Ramah writes, Omer Osa Shalom, Vishamalach HaKosev Zichrono Shayisol Safriel. He spells it differently, so now it's going to make a difference in terms of how you spell his name. Okay. The word Osa in Gematria comes out to, we'll quickly do the math, the word comes out to 381. So is that right? Is it 381? Osa is, yeah. So, Ayin is 70, Vav is 676, 371, 381, right? 381. And Shalom, okay, HaShalom rather, Ha is 5, that's 335, 3335, Vav is 6341, also 381. So Osa and HaShalom both have the gematria of Safriel. Well, the way it's printed in the Maharil, it's spelled Samach Pei Reish Aleph Lamed, which is for sure wrong. That doesn't add up to 381. It's not even close. Okay, but the way it has in the Ramah, in his Agos to the Mordechai, there in Rosh Hashanah Perek Dal, Rav Tov Shin Chav, it spells Safrael, okay, Shin Pei Reish, just a moment. I'm sorry, I have the other way around. Okay, the way the Maharil has it, Safrael is, Samach is 60, Pei is 80, that's 140. Resh is 200, so that's a 340. Aleph is 1, 341. He has a Yud, so 351. And Lamed is 381. So Safriel. The Maril doesn't print the Yud, so you're 10 off. But if you have a Yud in Safriel, Samech, Pei, Resh, Yud, Aleph, Lamed, that adds up to 381. The way it's printed in the Ramah and the Mordechai, you're way off because you have a sin instead of a Samech to be. The sin is already 300. And Pei is 80. And raise another 200, so you're already up to 580. Okay, you're way off. Okay, so the Safriel presumably spells it with spells it like has it in the way they have it in the Mariel, just with an extra yud. Safriel. Okay, whatever it is, somehow this gematria works. Yeah.
Is it possible another reason for changing the end of the bracha is that all the three other inserts, Chareinu Michamocha, so they're all not right before the bracha, but before the line before the bracha.
For the Samach L'Chasima.
Right, because there's an idea of you're always supposed to have Me'ena Chasima, Samach L'Chasima. So it's a little strange that the Sefer Chaim is not a little before Yisrael. So you lose your Me'ena Chasima, Samach L'Chasima. So maybe although it's not exactly Oser Shalom, but it's, if you're going to talk about Mevarach Samach Yisrael Shalom, is a real interruption. And now you don't. So maybe for that reason, I'm just this.
It's a very creative suggestion. That's a very creative suggestion, and it's a good horror that the Sefer Chaim is almost like the text of the Baruch itself. It is the Chasim, Meina Chasim.
Right. But it's
don't
not.
Have it. You don't have it. You don't have the verb. You have the word Brocha, but you don't have the.
But I'm saying it doesn't have a verb. It's not Levarech. So Oser Shalom takes out the Brocha. So maybe it softens the problem of Me'ein Chasim.
That's a very creative suggestion. I can't say I saw anything like that anywhere. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but very creative. It could well be. But again, the Maharil and the Ramah, they have this funny gematria, Safriel. Once you spell it the way it has in the Ramah, then it goes more with the sin. In the beginning, you're way off. It's just not going to work. You got to spell it with a Samach. They tell a story, I think, about the old Satmar Rebbe, maybe old Teitelbaum. So, some chassid came to him and he gave him a brocha, and he gave him a check for $47. So that was a little puzzled. What kind of number is 47? Why do you even check 47? What do you mean? Yoel, the Rebbe's name was Yoel. Yoel in Gematria is 47. So without batting an eye, she said, they call me at home Yoelish. So anyway, but I don't know how the story ends. The guy gave him an extra $300, but anyway, the gematria that we spelled in the Maharil, the Maharil just doesn't work. But anyway, so that's kind of like, if you will, the official reason of why you why we make this change. Your suggestion is very sensible, and it is a striking difference. From the other brachas, the other inserts. I do want to mention this idea of Oseh HaShalom being something that some people said all year long may have a root in a medrash. I mentioned it's in some of the early Rishonim. The Shibboleth Aleket was only Rishon, Italian Rishon in Siman Yud Ches. Okay, he has a very fascinating passage from it. He says Motsasi Ba'agada. So I don't know. It's not in a medrash that I'm aware of. I mean, you can do a search and probably maybe some of them obscure medrash. Shmuel Aleket, he's certainly reliable. Okay, I guess. And I said I don't know that. I'm not familiar with any medrash, that actually has this. But could be it does. But he says Matzosi Bagada. So, and by the way, there are medrashim that are longer extant. But he said, listen to this one. He says, my Allah Seder says, you're wondering why, the Gemara discusses a little bit in Maseches Megillah, why do the Shemona Esrei brachas appear in this particular, what is the significance of these particular texts, and why in this particular order? Right, we have 18 brachas, or now 19 brachas in the Shemona Esrei. So why do they appear in the order in which, in which they appear? Okay, not only why the order, but why these particular texts? They're very fascinating, Meir Shagot, just time to know. He says the following. Again, Shekach Matzili Yurchas Brachas Atzilah Me'olam Ha'im Sukana Zuach Azu. Kevin Shabo Anshe Gzeg Ala Kolom B'tiknum Kastirin. These things existed, these texts existed before the Anshe Kastak Olam. They just put it together. Now, he's not going to go completely chronologically. They had to play with it a little bit, but here's what he says. He says, B'sha Kishenitzo Avrom, the Ur Kastim, when Avram Avinu was saved from Ur Kasdim. You know, when he broke all the idols in his father's shop, and his father took him to Nimrod. Nimrod cast him into the Kibshon HaEsh and so on. So Avram Avinu came out alive and well, he's saved. So when that happened, Paschu Malach Hashar Baruch Hashem Magen Avram. It's the Malach Hashar who said Baruch Hashem Magen Avram, who protects Avram. Okay. Kishenekad Yitzchak Avinu Al Gabim Mizbeach. When Yitzchak was put on the Mizbeach for that Kedah and so on, and Nase Deshan, it was almost like an Afro Mushlach Al Haram, it was as if he actually was killed, and he wasn't really, but as if his ash was scattered around. Because Baruch Hu, so to speak, brought him back to life. And therefore, the Malach HaShars, Miyad Pasu Malach HaShars, Amar Baruch HaShem B'chayam Esim. Now, Yitzchak was dead, or was as good as dead, and came back to life, so he said, B'chayam Esim. Kishabo Yaakov Vino, Upoga B'shari Shamayim, B'hikti Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, by the ladder, when he came up, B'kadi Shmo Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyad Pasu Malach HaShars, Amar Baruch HaShem HaKel HaKadosh. Kishabo Paro, Lahamlechas Yosef HaMitzrayim, when Paro wanted to make Yosef the second in command in Egypt, we remember this Medrash, Rashi quotes, that in order to be a ruler in Egypt, he had to know all the languages, all 70 languages. So they had to check when they wanted to make Yosef the second in command, they had to check to know all the language. So that night, it says, Bo Gavriel Velimdo Shivim Loshon. So Gavriel came and taught Yosef. I guess he was a quick study. So he learned all the languages from Gavriel. I guess if Gavriel is your teacher, you can get it quickly. And he said, Paschu Malach HaShem Amu Baruch HaShem Chonen Ados. And this was an interesting, fascinating idea, okay? Kishasa Ruvain, Maisa Bila Pilegashovi. When Ruvain played with the beds, you know, when he brought his mother's bed and then Bila's bed out and so on, right? And that funny episode of Bila. So he should have been punished and died. But Miyad Chazu B'tshuva, Dichsi Vayosha Ruvain Alabor. Ruvain came back, Vayosha Ruvain. That's where Ruvain is considered the first one who openly did tshuva. And that's why we read from Hoshea, who was Shabbat Shuvah, the Haftarah begins. Hoshea was from Shev Ruvain. Anyway, Miyad Pasu Malash Baruch Hashem Harotze B'Shuvah. Because Baruch accepted Shuvah. Kishasi Yehuda, Maisa Tamar, the host of Yehuda and Tamar. Okay? But Omar Hotzio B'Sisarif, he wanted her burnt at the stake because she had, he thought, committed adultery, you know, or not exactly adultery, but she was, you know, she had relations with someone. She was supposed to be waiting for the Yibum and so on. Then, you know, Ruben Yehuda, of course, didn't know that he was the one with generation with, okay, we know the whole story. And she said, Yehuda admitted, these are my, you know, she said, whoever owns this this staff and this signet, that's who may be pregnant. So Yehuda was Moda. So, Poschu, Mal Sharas for Amru, Baruch Hashem, Chanan, Amar, Belisloch. Okay. Kishemera Mitzvah, Chayav, Sainav, Mitzvah, you know, when the Egyptians embittered our lives in Mitzvah, and Baruch Hu decided to redeem them. Amru, Baruch Hashem, Goel Yisrael. Okay, then it goes back again earlier in history. Kishemitzar Avram, Tsar Mila. When Avram, you know, he had a bris mila. He was 99 years old. So, 90 years old. So, when he, no, 90 years old. So, he was, when, 99 years old. So, was he 99? I forgot what the buzzer was. Tishim Shalom. Anyway, but whatever it is, the when Avram did the bris mila, so, you know, it's a surgical procedure. Okay. For a kid, 8 days old, he recovers pretty quickly. But for an adult, it's you know, he needs a refuah. So therefore, poschu malach hashar is omen broch hashem rofei cholim. Kishazor Yitzchak in the motza mei hashar, and Parshas told us, Yitzchak planted, and he had a bountiful crop. You know, he had a great farming season. Okay, vayimtza mei hashar, he had 100-fold crops and so on. Poschu malach hashar omen broch hashem roch hashanim. Kishabo Yaakov in the mitzvayim ra yosef shimin skab tuhu bonav kulam, right? You know, when Yaakov finally came down to Mitzrayim and the whole family was reunited, we had the Yosef was there and Shimon was there, and you know, everybody was living happily. So, Pasu Malach Hashem, Ram Baruch Hashem, Mekabeit Tidcham Yisrael. Okay? Kishinit the Torah of Yisrael, Ram Malach Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Ela Mishpatim. Right? And we said, Melech Leib Tzadakom Mishpat. Mishpat is part of the Aseret HaDibros. That's the Vav of Ela Mishpatim. Okay? When the Egyptians drowned, Pasu Malach Hashem, Ram Baruch Hashem, Machnia Zedim. And that's a little funny because that Baruch Hu spirits were added afterwards. But again, maybe the text was floating around. It just wasn't part of the Shemoneh Esrei. And the later Nan Shekhar said, put it into the Shemoneh Esrei later on. And Chule, when Yaakov was dying, Yosef took care of him. So Mishal Mitzach Latzadikim, being relying on the Tzadik of Yosef to take care of him. It's fine. Because Shabbat Shlomo is based on Mikdash. beyond Pasmashal Amr Brachas Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, right? And you know, when they came out of Yamsuf, that's about Karen Yeshua. Okay, when they cried for this thing, the other thing in the Midbar, when they cried in Mitzrayim, Shomei Tefillah. Again, you get the idea. Where the Mishkan was built, so it's a Machzis and the Sazon Beis Hamikdash, Machzis Chasol Tzion, and these are all the brachas. Finally, Kishenichni Yisrael La'aretz, when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, in Iskayim Aleim Hamikro D'chsiv and Asati Shalom La'aretz, they finished the conquest and the fulfillment of the pasuk in Berakosa, which came true in Asati Shalom La'aretz. Miyad Pasuk Malach Hashor Zomer Baruch Oseh Shalom. Okay, at the end of that long medrash, what's the text of the bracha? He's not talking about Aser Simi Tshuva. So apparently, according to him, he felt that the text was Osa Shalom all the time. Okay, so that existed. But all right, as we saw, some people did not have that text all the time, but they did go ahead to say Osa Shalom during the Aser Simi Tshuva. Now, one of the important svarim on the Minhagim of Rosh Hashanah, of Kippur, and so on, is the Mate Ephraim. Ephraim Zalmer goes when the Achronah Mishnah Berurah quotes him not infrequently in Hilchos Yom Narayim, a little bit of Tzukis. Okay, Ephraim Zalmer goes, the Rabban Brod. Okay, so not about 100 years ago, early 1900s, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, early 1800s. Okay, early 1800s, forgive me. Okay, early 1800s. So anyway, the Mate Ephraim is quoted in many Minhagim relating to Rosh Yom Kippur. So he has as follows. This is in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Beis Siv Chav Beis. He says, "V'chasimas habracha." You know, first he says, you know, that by Shalom, by Sim Shalom. You say b'sefer chayim bracha b'shalom anasa tova nizocher. Some people say Yeshua b'nechama. Add other phrases, not just minig Ashkenaz. Say b'sefer chayim bracha b'shalom anasa tova. But by nusosfar they add the Yeshua's b'nechamas and so on. Other things. As far as the conclusion, he says b'chasimas habracha yomar baruch atoshem amavarach kemo b'shar hashana. He paskins you should say amavarach is known as b'shalom just like you do the whole rest of the year. Yesh noagin lomar osa shalom, but he does acknowledge that some of the minhag to say osa shalom. Ubemokum shenogu kain lo yishana shatz b'nei machlokas. Okay, if the minhag in the shul is to say osa shalom, then don't you say am baruchas and oisal ba shalom. Now you're going to change the minhag. That's going to be a big machlokas. Aval yochid b'tfilas lachash yesh lomar hamavarach. In the Salish one, so you say Amavarach because he thinks that's the more correct thing. However, he acknowledges the other meaning. He knows that it exists. And therefore, he says, if it's a Tzibor, it's okay if you're the Sheikh Tzibor. You have Yard says something like that. And you're the Sheikh Tzibor. And the Shul's meaning is to say Osa Shalom. Then you should say Osa Shalom to Bora Machokas. It would be interesting to have a Machokas in the Bracha about Shalom, right? So he says that, you know, that, you know, that's the wrong place to have a Machokas. The Bracha speaks about Shalom. You're going to get a whole fight in the Shul. This guy will scream from the back. You did it. Whatever, you know. Again, I told many times the old joke about Avarachamim, you know, that was some Shabbos, it was Pesach Sheni, something like that. And so the Chazan started to say Avarachamim. Some guy yells, no, we skip Avarachamim today, it's Pesach Sheni. The other guy said, my Luach says you say Avarachamim. No, the city here says you don't say Avarachamim. They're yelling back and forth. So the rabbi didn't say anything. The rabbi didn't pass anything. People just screaming at each other. Each one had his own Luach. So the guest in the shul, so he asked the rabbi, Rabbi, what's the minig here? So I said, what do you mean? This is the minig. Everybody yells at each other. That's the minig. That's what we do every year when this comes up. Anyway, so, but you don't want to have a machlokas by Sim Shalom, you know, by either Osa HaShalom or Havarach Shalom. That'll be a bad place to have machlokas. The Mate Ephraim says, you should say in the Salam Shemaneh Samarach Shalom. That's preferable. Okay, the Shalom is very much against changing. We'll see in a moment. The Vilna Gaon is very much against changing it. So that's how the Mate Ephraim rules. But he says, if the minhag is like that in the shul where you are, so then say, and you're the chazan, say Osa Shalom. But then he adds something else. And he says, you know where you should say Osa Shalom? He says, B'sof Elokai Netzor. Okay, when you say Osa Shalom Bimroma, but you're taking your three steps back, that Osa Shalom, then you say Osa Shalom. Don't tamper with the bracha. But when you take your three steps back, there say Osa HaShalom. I believe in the Art School Marks, they print the hey there in brackets. Okay, it says Osa, and in brackets, some people will say Osa HaShalom. There you should say, that's the Mount Ephraim says, Achar Gimel Psius, Yeshlomer Osa HaShalom. Okay, Bimro. V'chein B'Kadeshim, also in Kaddish. Because Kaddish also ends Osa HaShalom. So during the Seres Mechuvah, you say Osa HaShalom. So that the Mount Ephraim endorses. And maybe because that's the idea, this Safriel or whatever, you know, whatever the reason will be. But there he endorses it. It's not such a big change. You're not tampering with the bracha. So he preserved, he said, we do preserve the inclusion of Osa HaShalom somewhere. Just not, he feels not in the bracha, unless that's the minig in the place where, you know, the minig in the shul, you shouldn't give Mishana for the minig and create a machlokas. Okay, now, yeah. So this becomes, as I said, it's a big machlokas. It's actually a big machlokas. In Siv Beis, he mentions in Sif Aleph, in that same Sinat Tov Kuf Pei Beis, in the Mount Ephraim, he says, there he writes, the other way, he says, V'chosmen Osa Shalom. That seems to be his preferred view, to Chosmen Osa Shalom. But then he says, V'harbe Nogin Shalol Shanas Chasimus HaBrocha B'zeh, Rach Chosmen HaMavarech. Rak bekadeshim shachar tefila omer osa shalom. Okay, v'sheyesh bo remes sheosa osa. The word osa is begematria safriel, v'chein hashalom is begematria. Same thing, and therefore you make the change over there. In the ktzei amata on the bottom of the page in the Mount Ephraim, the commentary, super commentary, harbe nogin shalol shanos. Okay, and you know, quotes other svarim like that. You know, say the ain loses men a minig lomer says men osa shalom. Some say you should say it. Again, you have different practice. He quotes the Eishel Avram of Buchach. He writes, the Spashid Haminig B'Beis HaKnesset, the Minus Eil Lomer Osa Shalom, the Ein B'Zeh Mishum Agudas Agudas, because we know the different Minhagim. We generally try in the same shul not to have two different Minhagim going on. It'll confuse people, unless everybody knows they're different Minhagim. You know, like around here, around Chol HaMoed, you have a lot of people wearing tefillin, a lot of people not wearing tefillin. When I was a kid, it was about half and half. Now I think it's more three quarters, or at least two thirds, not wearing tefillin. One third, yeah, wearing tefillin. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, they don't do it, but at all, they have to put on tefillin. They do it privately, but in Chutz Lartz, okay, depends. But you know, it depends what the minhag makom is. But here, it says that a lot of people do make the change. Okay, but it's not, if you know it's okay. Ein chashash agudos b'kshei minhagim, because ein b'zem shumat be'aklan, and it's not a problem. Okay, the only thing is that later on, the Yishal Rav, in a later version of Ador Tinyana, he says, the best thing is not to change anything, to leave it on Baruchas and Osho Shalom. And he quotes the Arizal that the only Achar Tfilas Beptios. Okay, to take a three steps back. Somebody asked me once, how come we don't do it in benching? We all say Osho Shalom at the end of benching. I'm not aware of any minig to change that Osho Shalom benching to Osho Shalom. It's a question. But anyway, that's what it says here. Now, the Sefer Shari Rachamim, okay, he says that the Gro did away with this minhag. The Gro mentioned three. There are three brachas which normally said one way, which people in certain times of the year change, and the only goal was against making a change any of those times. One was on Yontif night, some shuls say what's called Maravius. You look, it's printed in the Machzorim also, not in the Siddurim, the Machzorim. That before the end of each bracha, a couple of lines added. Some of the Maravis I always thought were very beautiful. I always wanted to institute my shul, but I figured they think it's David long enough as it is, they would never forgive me. So I don't do it in my shul. But I think the Maravis, some of them are very beautiful, piyutim, you know, little phrases about the Yontif and so on. So most of them are just a couple of lines. However, before Gol Yisrael, it's a long paragraph. The Maariv is very long. And she can pay the second out of Pesach, though by the Omer, it's also, the other one's long. But most of them are not long. But the one in Geula, in before Baruchat Hashem, Gol Yisrael, after Krishma, at night, and the Maariv is very long. Okay, by the way, people also say Yotzus. I don't know, are there any shuls here say Yotzus in Baruchat Krishma? Most people skip those, and my shul also skip that. You know, as we say a lot of the extra piyutim in the Chazar Shashat, but the piyutim in the Birchas Kriyashma, I think it's become popular. When I grew up, we used to say them where I was. We said them in the Birchas Kriyashma as well. I think in the yeshiva they don't say them. They were worried about Sosma Kriyashma. Most of the shul don't say them, but people say Yotzus on other occasions also. People say Yotzus on Dal Parshas. I remember when a couple of years ago I was in Poland with a group of students, so we were in Krakow for Shabbos. So Krakow, of course, was the Ramoshuls in Krakow. The Ramoshuls, quite small. There's a big shul there called the Isaac Shul, and that's where all the main minyanim are, most of the main minyanim are when people come visiting. So you have there every which kind of Jew. I remember we came in Friday nights. We had all kinds of different people there. Okay. There were, you know, again, we were a bunch of guys from YU. There were Shivisha guys there. There were a lot of Hasidim there. Happened to be with the week of the Yartzeit of Noam Elimelech. So the Hasidim come to Lezhensk, you know, which is a couple hours away from Krakow. So anyway, the Hasidim there. There was Israelis there with, you know, just the, you know, white t-shirts on, you know, open shirts, not even some of the yarmulkes. Some of the girls came in pants, and so there were all kinds of Jews. It was very beautiful because after davening, everybody danced together. It was very, very beautiful. But I remember I was wondering what kind of, who's in charge of the minyan. I never really did find out, but it was Parshas Parah. So I told the Talmidim, the YU Talmidim, that could well be if a Hasidic guy davens, he's going to say Yotzus. I just showed them, and most of them had the art school sitting anyway. So now it's going to see the Yotzus, aware of it. So sure enough, the Baal Shachris was a Hasidic guy. So he said Yotzus. The Baal Musaf was an Israeli. Okay, with the open white shirt and so on and so forth. And so he was the chazan for Musa, this nit yamek, you know, the whole, you know, the Tilumi look. And he said, after Kum Purkan, he said, the Tfil is from Medina. So I remember wondering if there was any other shul on earth that said both the Yotzus and the Tfil is from Medina. You have to go to Poland for that to happen. I don't think anyone ever did that. But anyway.
Rabbi Kendall Shul did that.
Is that right?
They said Yotzus there.
And they said,
well, and he always said the Tefillah Lashon Medina.
Yeah, that I'm not surprised. Oh, very good. Okay,
so, he did say Yotzus.
Very interesting. Okay, good. I'm sure. I'm probably one or two others. I was thinking maybe in Elizabeth, but with Tites, I think they also say Yotzus. It could be they do it also, but not too many shuls. I think you have both the Yotzus and the Tefillah Lashon Medina. Anyway, the Marav is it's a long text for the one in Gula, and it ends ordinarily that bracha ends, but you know. But the text that's printed in the Mazar when you say Marav is Borchat Hashem Melech Tzur Yisrael Goalo. That's the text. Melech Tzur Yisrael Goalo. So the only goal is very much easier. You don't change it. You want to say Marav is fine, but don't change it. So he was against changing that. The second thing he was against changing was when we duchen. Okay, when you say Veserev Levanecha Sirasenu. So most shuls change Baruch Atah Hashem Amachzu Shekhinas Ol Tzion to Baruch Atah Hashem She'oscha Levadcha B'yira Navod, which was a text that was said in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but most shuls, I think, do make that change. The Vilna Gaon was against that as well. And some of the yeshivas, they still say Amachzu Shekhinas Ol Tzion. I'm not talking about Eretz Yisrael Yiduchon, I'm talking about Chutzar 27 Yisrael. So Vilna Gaon was against making that change also. I remember once I asked a Shechta, what should I do in my shul, we'll come back to that in a second. The third thing he was very much against changing was changing Hamavarach HaSmai Yisrael Shalom to Osa Shalom. And that's what the Matek, Tzeh Matek quotes in the Shari Rachamit, the Vilna Gaon did not want to change the text then either. I remember, so I think we have most people who do say Maravis do say Melech Tzuri Sova Golo. Most people do say Shalos Chol Vachem Mir Ravot. But somehow, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael B'Shalom, you have half and half. But I think, you know, I was once talking with Shechta many, many years ago, when I was talking about Shul, whatever. So, you know, I said, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael B'Shalom won't mix anybody up because the article out of the Machzor prints it anyway. Prince, you know, there it says, you know, some people say, Oh, Sah Shalom, some people say, Baruch Hashem, Yisrael B'Shalom, so it won't cause any tumult. But the Siddurim don't say to say, Machzor Shechonos Otzion. You know, it says to say, Shalos Chol B'Yontef also. It should say, Shalos Chol B'Yontef B'Yur HaNavod. I'm going to tell the Chazan and Machzor Shalom to mix him up and mix up other people. So I said, maybe I shouldn't do it. So he said, what do you mean? You have to teach the people. The typical Rishach, the type of response. Teach them. All right, Lamaise, I don't do it so far. We say, Machzor Shalom. We say, Shalos Chol B'Yontef B'Yur HaNavod. Anyway, getting back to our issue. So this was the text that's found in the Vilna Gaon. It's very much against changing it. And he says, he does mention that the Nodav Yehuda, quotes from the Tshuvas Be'Ava, was a relative of Fleckless, was a Talmud Nodav Yehuda. He said, even though the Nodav Yehuda was also against changing it based on the Shlo and so on, Lo Haya Mocha Bacherim, Shesimu Baruch HaTashem Osa Shalom. Okay, he didn't complain. If he didn't stop people, they did it. So again, we have two different practices, and that's what he mentions about the Ephraim. This is in Sifkot and Aleph, in the Sifkot and Vav in the Ketzei Amateh, and he refers to later in Sifkot Beis, which we mentioned before, that he kind of as a pshara that you should say Baruch Hashem Yisrael Shalom silently. But if that's the minig, you're the chazan, so you should say Osa Shalom. So that's in terms of the Matei Ephraim. Now, what's interesting is. I want to read to you, there's a sefer called Ner Matis Yo. Some of you may have heard of a collection of songs called Torah Ladas. Not Torah Ladas, but Torah Ladas, by Matis Blum, Zichron HaLevrochem. Matis Blum was a musmach of Yeshiva Torah Ladas. I happened to have met him then because he was a classmate of my cousin's in Yeshiva Torah Ladas, a big Talmud Chacham. And he started years and years ago, more than 40 years ago, printing a little pamphlet called Torah Ladas. And it used to be printed like on small folded over paper, typed, you know, old fashioned typewriter, Hebrew typewriter, and so on. And somehow I subscribed to it years ago. You know, I think it cost you $5 for the year, something like that time. Then it went up to 10 or 15. But he had beautiful, he had Divrei Torah, like Vertlach, you know, some Hebrew, some English. Okay, those are Vertlach. But then he always had, an interesting halachic topic relating to the Sedra. Maybe the first of that genre. Well, I mean, the first of that genre was the Shiltas, you know. But in terms of modern, you know, people kind of writing Divrei Halacha, you know, based on Parashat Shavuos, he wrote up all these inyanim. So, unfortunately, he was nifta, young man. He was only in his 60s. I don't think he was 70. Maybe in his mid to late 60s. He was just a few years older than me. And he died during, you know, the early COVID days. So, and he printed many of the Divrei Torah. Printed, I have the 10 or 11 volumes of Torah Ladas, but they printed the Sefer Hebe called Ner Matis Yohu. The family put out with some of his Divrei Torah and Yontif topics and gathered it together. So the Ner Matis Yohu, so he has an article on Osa HaSholom, B'Siyam Birch HaSholom, U'B'Kaddish, B'Roshon Yaseh Semei Tshuva. So he quotes, you know, some of the Makaros we mentioned, okay, with the Gematria, with, you know, this Safriel business. He quotes the Matei Ephraim. And then he has an interesting suggestion. B'shema yeishlitein tam lama shenoga b'rosh hashanah lachtom osa hashalom. He has an interesting suggestion why the minhag developed to say osa hashalom. He can say it all year long. He says, oh, why daka b'rosh hashanah? So he quotes in Avudram that we refer to Rosh Hashanah, we said it in the davening, zeh hayom tchilas masech. Okay? This was when your activity, so to speak, started. And we assume, you know, that the world was created on the 25th of Elul. And the first day of creation, we say that Rosh Hashanah is the first day of creation, means the first day of man, right? The sixth day of creation, the first day that man created, meaning a being that could possibly acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch was the Melech, right? Until then, HaKadosh Baruch was the Melech, but there were no creatures available or intelligent enough to understand what that means. So it's not a big deal to be, if I go to some island someplace, and when no people live, and I announce that I'm the king, okay, very nice. You know, so a few monkeys maybe, but that's it, you know. But it was only when man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's status as a king, you know, became noticeable, became significant when there was creatures, when man. Anyway, so he said that the man was created on the sixth day. Now, that's why we're judging that day and so on. Okay, that's not news. But then he says as follows. He quotes a medrash that it says, medrash and brachos rabba parsha yud beis simen ches. He says as follows: Barishona bara min elyonim umin atachtonim. The first day of creation, the first day of brachos, because Baruch Hu's creation was both from the heavens, from the upper spheres, and from the lower spheres. Because brachos baruch came as a shemayim as a aretz, so you had a bria from the elyonim and from the tachtonim. B'sheni bara min elyonim. The second day was the rakia. Right, the sky that's only in Elyonim. Shlishi Barman Atachtonim. The third day was here on earth, right? The Desha and the Asim, the grass and the trees and so on and so forth, here on the ground. Barvi Barman Elyonim. The fourth day, and Elyonim was the Maoris, you know, the sun and the moon and the stars, Berkir Shemayim. Chamishi Barman Atachtonim. The fish, you know, down here in the ocean, and the birds were created somehow from the mud, and again from earth. So now, when HaKadosh Baruch was created, create man on day six. Omar imani bara osim el yonim. If I create from the el yonim, all right. So then el yonim, we're going to have three days 2, 4, and 6. Okay. And the Tachtonah are going to have 2, days 3 and 5. It's not fair. I can remember day 1 was both. So the Tachtonim only got day 3 and 5. The Elyonim would get 2, 4, and 6. That wouldn't be fair. On the other hand, even the actual Elyonim, Rav Mal Tachtonim, Briachas, Vein Shalom Olam, they're machlokas. They're better than the other. Even the Bora Osim and a Tachtonim, but if I create from a Tachtonim, then actual Tachtonim, Rav Elyonim, they're going to have an extra day. They'll be 2, 3, 5, and 6. And the other one will only be 2 and 4. That's not fair either. So Akshva Tachtonim Elyon Birachas Vein Shalom Olam. Ella Harani Bora Oso, meaning Adam Min Elyonu Min Tachtonim Mishul Shalom Hador Siva Yitzah Shemakim Es Adam Offer Min Adama. Right, man was created Offer Min Adama. That's the Tachtonim. Vayipa Priyap of Nishmas Chaim is Min Elyonu. The Neshama came on high, so everything was all evened out. The Omer of Shimon Min Lokish. Pasuk Eo of Parak Chafay Pasuk Chaf Hamshav Afachad Ima Osa Shalom Im Roma. Okay, so Kadosh Baruch Hu said you need Shalom, and therefore that's what he did in creating man. So what comes out from that is, when was Shalom created? On the first day of creation of man, Rosh Hashanah, 6th day of creation. That's the day of Rosh Hashanah. So Mamela Shalom was created. So Rabbi Blum is suggesting that's why we say Osa Ha Shalom. That was the day he created Shalom, Osa Shalom, little Chuta Kamashmo. Okay, it's cute, an interesting suggestion. Lafiza Noviola Rok Rosh Hashanah Osa Shalom. We should Rosh Hashanah Zichron Leom Rishon. Shabo Nivra Shalom, but Pam Rishon. Okay, I thought it's an interesting suggestion. I'm not sure if it's a pshat. Yeah.
It doesn't help for the other Saraswati Chuba, though.
Yeah, the only thing is that it's true, it doesn't help for the other Saraswati. It only makes it about Rosh Hashanah. The only thing is that we can say, this is what I want to add on, that Rosh Hashanah is all the way through Yom Kippur. Because there's a pasuk in Yechezkel, which is talking about Yom Kippur, and it says, Basiri Lachodesh, Rosh Hashanah. So Yom Kippur. Basiri Lachodesh, 10th of the month, which is Yom Kippur. But Rosh, what do you mean, 10th of the month, not Rosh Hashanah? So all the days have the flavor of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and I'll take it or leave it. So anyway, that's the idea of, Rabbi Blum, an interesting suggestion. I do want to mention one last thing regarding Osa Shalom, because this is a mistake that I saw. Again, it's less likely the art school machzor, other machzorim today, but the old Birnbaum machzor, it's a very nice machzor. I mean, again, I grew up with it. But the Birnbaum machzor printed, and this is, goes Ellie, to your point, that it flows right into the bracha. We have a minig that the tzibur says the inserts before the chazan, right? Zocher chas diavos, maybe go like that. Man shmo biavo, and the chazan pauses. Everyone says Zocher lechaim, and he repeats. Sometimes he pauses and people are asleep, so right. Or sometimes he forgets and goes right in. All right. Anyway, officially, right. So he pauses. Same thing by the others. Same thing at the end by b'sefer chaim. B'chol eis v'chol shav b'shlomecha. So he stops and everybody pipes in b'sefer chaim baruch b'shlomim. So and this I heard my own ears. When we go to my mother's uncle, the rov b'shul. Out of town, we used to go for a Shem Kippur. My father's one of the chazanim there. Anyway, people would say, not that knowledgeable, but Shom HaShabbos, dedicated Jews, they weren't so knowledgeable in those days. So they would say, so that's for sure wrong. Okay, but whether you say, you want to say Osa Shalom, fine, but that's only when you're saying the Shemon Esrei, not when you're saying the Psukim, not when you're saying the insert. The answer ends, Chaim Tov Shalom, period. Don't say Baruch Hashem. Again, with the article, the way they printed, the printing is good. It's clear that that's a separate insert, not part of the Baruch. But precisely, Eli, because the point you mentioned goes right into the Baruch. And I heard it in my own ears on numerous occasions. People would say it out loud. And the rabbi, sometimes my uncle would remind him, no, they don't say, but people read what it says in the Siddur, they're not paying attention. So just say Baruch Hashem. So with that, I'll just conclude with this last point, interesting point. The minig in Europe, apparently, and in some places today, also, I know that the Chabad minig is like that, and I think the Brewer's minig is like that also, is that the Tzibur does not chime in by Zochrenu L'chaim and Michamocha, only by Uchsov L'chaim Tovim and B'Sefer Chaim, without saying Baruch Hashem Oseh Shalom. Okay, only by, not by the first two. Okay, I think the more widespread minig, at least in our circles today, is that the tzibur chimes in for all four. But the minig in some places, the tzibur only chimed in for the last two. Again, I know that that's the Chabad minig. In fact, even if you, and I was looking at this over Rosh Hashanah, even if you look in the article Machzer, when it says Zochrin Lechaim, it just says Chazan. Chazan says it. Does not say that the Tzibur says it. Again, by us, the Tzibur does say it. Or they sing along. A lot of times Chazan will sing a tune to it. People sing along, but Michamocha also, but they don't chime in earlier. Why is not really clear, but I once heard from Rav Shechter, Shalitav, in the name of Rabbi Pinchas Teitz, Zechon Baruch, the older Rabbi Teitz, I think it was what I learned in Tells. So he said the reason why is that Zochreinu L'chaim contains the Shem Hashem, Leman Chalokim Chaim, right? So you're not davening now. Mela, when you're in the davening, so you can say Hashem Hashem. You can't just blurt out an answer with Hashem Hashem. And that's not right. Okay, just to say Hashem Hashem and hey, it's not part of any bracha that you're reciting. You're just saying a phrase. Okay, it's a nice tefillah, beautiful tefillah, but you can't say Hashem Hashem. And Michamocha Barachamim is not really a request. It's a Devar Shevach. It's just declaring that no one's like Hashem. They're not a request for anything. So why did they blurt it out altogether? I mean, it's among the other Divrei Shevach, then that bracha is Michamocha Barachamim. No reason to say it. But the last two, our request, Uchsov L'chaim Tov and Kovim B'nei V'secha, and Mesefer Chaim, etc., and Nizorchim V'nekosev, that's a request. And it doesn't include the Shem Hashem, unless you make that mistake and add the bracha, 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 shom, that you shouldn't do that. Therefore, he said that's why the old minig in Europe was only to add that phrase necessarily, you know, perhaps only the last two brachas. Anyway, these are some insights into some of the changes we're making this one, Esrei, on the, during that service of Meitshuva. As I said at the outset, it's a good idea, even if you don't always daven a siddur, to try and daven a siddur during our service mitzvah, not just Rosh Hashanah Kippur, but during the whole service mitzvah, to remember to put these inserts in the proper place. I'll show everybody a guten Shabbos and a gemar chasima tova. We won't see before Yom Kippur, most likely. Well, everyone's invited. I give my Shabbos Shuvah, Drosh Bez Hashem, Shabbos morning, 11:30, the Kiddush Mashur 11, as I do in the morning for certain reasons which no longer apply, but we do it anyway. We daven at 8:30. Kiddush at 11, and then the drush at 11:30. And the topic is, I can't say the most clever title I ever came up with, but two approaches to tshuva and attaining forgiveness. Okay. But that'll be the topic of Bezer at 11:30. But I wish everyone a Gemar Chasima Tova, a good char. And as of the moment, we will be, Bezer Hashem, meet next Thursday night between them, Kippur and Sukkot. Any change, we'll be in touch. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Thank you.
Okay.
Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.